So today we shall be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Kando, Chapter 5, the demigod's appeal to the Lord. Text number 50 is under discussion today. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloge Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtage. Text number 50. Namaha Tubhyam Anandaya Durvida Akya Atma Karmane Nirgunaya Guneshaya Sattvastaya Cha Sampratam Namastubhyam Anandaya Duvidarkyatma Karmane Nirgunaya Guneshaya Sattvastaya Cha Sampratam Namastubhyam Anandaya Durvedarkyatma Karmane Nirgunaya Guneshaya Sattvastaya Cha Sampratam Namastubhyam Anandaya Durvedarkhyatma Karmane Nirgunaya Guneshaya Sattvastaya Cha Sampratam Namastubhyam Anandaya Durvidargyatma Karmane Nirgunaya Guneshaya Sattvastaya Cha Sampratam Namastubhyam Anandaya Durvidargyatma Karmane Nirgunaya Guneshaya Sattvastaya Cha Sampratam Namastubhyam Anandaya Durvidargyatma Karmane Nirgunaya Guneshaya Sattvastaya Cha Sampratam Namastubhyam Anandaya Durvidargyatma Karmane Nirgunaya Guneshaya Sattvastaya Cha Sampratam நமஸ்தோப்யம் அனந்தாய துர்விதர்க்யாத்மகர்மணி நிர்குணாய குணேஷாய சத்வஸ்தாய ஜசாம்ருதம். மதஜி சென்னி நமஹ. ஆல் ஒபிசன்சஸ் துப்யம் அண்டு யூ மை லார்ட் அனந்தாய ஹூ ஆர் எவர் லாஸ்டிங் transcending the three phases of time, past, present and future. Durvidarkhya Atmakarmani unto you who perform inconceivable activities. Nirgunaya, which are all transcendental, free from the inability of material qualities. Guna Ishaya, unto you who control the three modes of material nature. Sattvastaya, who are in favor of the material quality of goodness. Cha, also Sambradam, at present. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My Lord, all obeisances unto you who are eternal beyond time's limits of past, present and future. You are inconceivable in your activities. You are the master of the three modes of material nature and being transcendental to all material qualities. You are free from material contamination. You are the controller of all three of the modes of nature. But at the present, you are in favor of the quality of goodness. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Kindly repeat the translation with me. My Lord, all obeisances unto you who are eternal, beyond time's limits of past, present and future. You are inconceivable in your activities. You are the master of the three modes of material nature and being transcendental to all material qualities. You are free from material contamination. You are the controller of all three of the modes of nature. But at the present, you are in favor of the quality of goodness. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead controls the material activities manifested by the three modes of material nature. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Nirgunam Guna Bhaktircha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always transcendental to the material qualities, Sattvaguna, Rajoguna and Tamoguna, but nonetheless is their controller. The Lord manifests Himself in three features as Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara to control these three qualities. He personally takes charge of Sattvaguna as Lord Vishnu and He entrusts the charge of Rajoguna and Tamoguna to Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Ultimately, however, He is the controller of the three gunas. Lord Brahma, expressing His appreciation, said that because Lord Vishnu had now taken charge of these activities of goodness, there was every hope that the demigods would be successful in fulfilling their desires. The demigods were harassed by the Damans, who were infested with tamoguna. However, as Lord Brahma has previously described, since the time of Sattvaguna had now arrived, the demigods would naturally expect to fulfill their desires. The demigods are supposedly well advanced in knowledge, yet they could not understand the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord is addressed here as Anandaya. Although Lord Brahma knows past, present and future, he is unable to understand the unlimited knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus and the purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Salagaya Chakshurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugam Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langayate Girim Yatkripadamagam Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jedam Surado Bangor Mama Mandamade Gadi Masarvasvabadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaha Pankajamalini Namaha Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangraye Hare Krishna. So we are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam, this wonderful praise done by Brahmaji. We saw that there was troubles between demigods and demons, and demigods were not successful. All were worried, and at that time we know that they all approached Lord Brahma. Brahma, they keep Lord Brahma in the front. Many times in Srimad Bhagavatam we can see that when the demigods are doing the prayers together, Brahmaji is in the front. Because he is very close with Krishna. He is the son of Lord, Supreme Lord. And he knows about Krishna, how to please him. So that is why they kept him in the front. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also, the same thing happened when Narada Muni go to Brahmaji and he started glorifying Brahma. You are the controller, because of you only the creation takes place. I think nobody is, you are not working under anybody, actually, he said. So then Lord Brahma is speaking to Narada Muni. It's a big chapter. 2-3 chapters he is giving the... He is explaining. He is not only telling that there is somebody above me, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. But he is telling that, my dear son, because he knows, Brahmaji knows that Narada Muni is the well-wisher of the conditioned soul in this material world. He is a guru. So he knows that he will definitely go and speak to the people and make the things clear. So he is glorifying actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. The schedule of incarnations, it is not in order. So in the beginning itself, before we go to actually 10th Kanda of Srimad Bhagavatam or other Kanda of Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmaji is bringing everybody to the hearers to the Krishna Bhakti. Due to his ecstasy, Prabhupada said actually Srimad Bhagavatam is not compiled in a chronological order or something like that. Speaker has got actually his ecstasy. According to the ecstasy, he is speaking. You are like this, you are like this, you did like this, you did like this. So today, this is actually the last text of this prayer. Because of this glorification, in the next chapter, first text onwards, you will see immediately the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared in front of him. And he is not telling the matter to him. Again, he is glorifying, doing very nice prayers. We will continue the nice prayers. So in the last prayer, he is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahmaji is trying actually to make us understand actually he is not an ordinary person. 5,000 years ago, one boy was there in Vrindavan and he did something like this and he's gone. Whatever activities he was doing, it is so wonderful. Yesterday I was thinking, Jali, nowadays actually the advancement in the civil life, in material world, it has gone to that extent that everything is controlled by computers, internet and computers, online, everything is online, and you know, everything is, you know, answer is given by computer, question is taken by computer. So of course behind that somebody is there. But one day I just went to the post office sometime that day. He was telling that, you know, the system is down. I want to update the passbook, not possible. I want to know what is the balance, not possible. No working, nothing is possible because the internet is down. So we should not think that actually though the scientists or the advancement is controlling this material world. It is all controlled by somebody behind all this screen. We can use the facility, but we should not give the credit to them who found out this actually. Oh, so wonderful. But all this Dadami Buddhi Yogam, that Buddhi, that everything is given by Krishna. Krishna is behind all these things. So that is why Brahmaji is telling here, you are eternal. Krishna is eternal. There is no birth or death. Nothing is there for Krishna. He is always, and he is not affected by past, present or future. Oh, in the past it will happen like this, or present Krishna is like this, and earlier he was a boy and he was afraid of everyone. There is nothing like that. Prabhupada says that Krishna is proved that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he was in the lap of the mother. When he was very small, he started doing his leela. He killed Putana, Rakshasi, and he was enjoying actually the killing. He was playing. He was not afraid, just like a child. So, he is not affected when he was small or big, or when he was 16-year-old and he was like Navayavana. Always he is in Navayavana. We cannot see any picture of Krishna holding a stick and walking. He has got a leg pain or some medicine is to be taken or something like that. Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Anandarubam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayavanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktavu Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. He is actually the Purana Purusha. He is very oldest. But that is specifically there, Navayavanam Cha. He is always in the 16-year-old boy. Kaishora Vesham.
He is not older than that. So that is why he is glorifying Brahma. Brahmaji is glorifying Krishna. And if your activities are inconceivable energy, nobody can estimate actually how. Brahmaji, in one of the prayers in the schedule of incarnation in the second Kando, he is glorifying Vamanadeva. It is very difficult now to understand actually when just like a dwarf Brahmana boy in front of a Beli Maharaj who conquered all the planets and everything was under his control, how you could go and ask for 3 steps of land, and he is giving even after knowing that it is could be Vishnu, his guru told. He said, no, I promise I will be. He said, Vishnu, it is good for me. He is promising. The Prabhupada is writing, actually, in the text also it is written, he is actually begging for it. 3 steps of land begging. Otherwise, it will not become justice. No, it is against the law. The king can actually conquer other king and take away all the things, you know, it is possible. But nobody should go and take from him by force, you know. The Lord, he followed the rules and regulations. Shastra says that you can go and beg for something and, you know, you take, there is nothing wrong in it. Pichandehi, you know, that is allowed. Not by going inside the house and grabbing the things. The Lord followed that. He followed the rule and he is asking, begging for it. So when somebody is begging, say, Beli Maharaj, he was so magnanimous, he agreed for it. So how nicely it is inconceivable, that actually is beyond imagination, that, you know, as soon as he promised you and you became so big, he was growing. And his leg was growing, body was growing, his body, you know, feet is growing. Now when we hear, it is beyond our imagination, correct? Inconceivable. He could measure with his feet all 3 planetary systems, whatever Beli Maharaj was holding, he could measure it with the 2 steps. And the 3rd step, he asked for it, where it is, come on. So as a devotee, actually he did not fight, you know, some people came to fight with Vamanadeva, followers of Beli Maharaj. He said, no, because they are demons people. Then he himself surrendered, Atmani Sumarpanam. He said, okay, keep on my feet, your feet on my head. Even after doing all these things, my dear Lord, you became the servant, gatekeeper for Beli Maharaj. How is it possible? He took away everything from him. And what is your nature? What type of personality you are, my dear Lord? He became the doorkeeper. Say, I will be here at your gate. And you can become the, you know, you wanted to become Indra, you can become Indra, no problem. So this is ordinary people cannot understand Krishna's. And it is eternal, all his incarnations are also eternal. The Lord has taken a particular form. That form, we cannot see that Vamandeva is dying, or Narasimhadeva has left the body and gone, no. They are eternally remaining in the Vaikuntha Dhamma. People are devotees, are devoting, you know, somebody is attracted to Vamanadeva, somebody is attracted to Narasimhadeva. And with this form, your Nitya Leela is going on. Nitya Leela is going on. Maybe in this planet or another planet, there is no stoppage, because the existence of the material world, from time immemorial, the Nitya Leela is going on. The Lord is doing his business. Nitya Leela is done for the benefit of the conditioned souls. To elevate the conditioned soul, to take away all the people to Goloka Dham, he is doing all this Leela. Because by doing the Leela, and one is actually glorification of the Lord is the only one way actually to stop the birth, death, old age and disease. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishnu Sukta confirm, the Lord, Brahmaji is glorifying Krishna, and in between one sloka, he is telling that, my dear son, Narada, you tell everyone, Isyavadara karmani gayantihi asmadadhyaha nayam vidandi tatvena tasmai bhagavate namaha. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose incarnations and activities are chanted by us for glorification, though he can hardly be known, but this process you will know, at least something you will know about Krishna. Otherwise, no other process are there. This taste should be there for this. So he is telling that Isyavatara Katha, different incarnations of the Lord, Bhagavan has taken different avataras and did pastime leelas. Gayanti, Kirtana, activities are, you know, chanted for glorification. This is a way, that is what Brahmaji is doing here actually. His different activities, and he is telling that actually you are Nirguna, you are beyond all three gunas. People are thinking that Bhagavan has come here in this material world, so he is also, some people are thinking he is also undergoing so many difficulties. Somebody was telling that, you know, that Krishna, when he is born itself, he has to leave his parents. He was afraid of Kamsa, he went to Gokul. There also he was afraid. Then he went to Vrindavan. So many demons have come to kill him. So how can he be Bhagavan? Bhagavan should not have this trouble. So people can, because of our, it is mentioned here, all the three gunas, all activities are within the three gunas. So whatever activities we do within the three gunas, it has got a reaction. We do sinful activities or whatever may be, there is a reaction for it. Reaction is coming in the form of suffering. That is for the conditioned soul. Brahmaji is praying, my dear Lord, you are not like this. So there is one story that it is in the jail, superintendent of jail, one day, he went to visit the jail inside. All the prisoners, you know, he went inside. So the prisoners were knowing that he is the superintendent. So he came with a lot of escorts and everything, you know, actually. So one prisoner, he asked, I say, congratulations, so you also joined with us today, huh? So what you did? You are punished. You are going to be with us now, okay? Come on, take your seat. So they don't know that the superintendent has come to visit them, to find out actually what is any trouble is there, any problem is there. Or somebody is behaving properly so that he can be taken out from here. So like that, when Krishna came here, just like an ordinary boy or youth or whatever maybe, he also had father and mother, he also got married, he had children. So they cannot understand actually the transcendental nature of the Lord. Divya, everything is Divya. Bhagavan is telling specifically in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Jame Divyam. Everything is transcendental. It's not ordinary. That is why analytically, systematically, Bhagavatam is explaining actually what are his activities. Wonderful activities Bhagavan is doing actually. So now he is telling actually, let us glorify this particular Lord. This he is the controller of actually the Maya, three gunas. Divi Esha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratya. One should not think that actually he is also under Maya. That is why the, you know, We cannot see, first of all, we cannot see the transcendental nature of the Lord. Something we can see from outside when we see actually the deity form of the Lord, when He is decorated, if you have a one look, you cannot enjoy actually. You look from the lotus feet, what are these, you know, going up and all, the color of His dress and how nicely He is dressed up, what are the garlands, crown, and what is His face, smiling face. One has to look at these things with the bhava. So that will come only when we glorify. So Bhagavatam is telling actually we should glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead when we see. Not that actually, but and it's just like looking at the deity and sitting under. We should be, whatever prayers we know, we should be reciting those prayers to glorify how nicely you are looking, my dear Lord. So, we will just see some prayers. The Brahmaji, more information we are getting it from Brahma's prayers. Told no, it is no, he is not ordinary, he is a pure devotee. Brahmaji is a pure devotee who realizes Krishna. He is guiding us actually how the Lord's activities are inconceivable, how His energy is working. In 10th Kanto Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmaji's prayers are there.
अत्रैव माया धर्मणावतारे हेयस्य प्रपञ्चस्य बहिस्फुटस्य कृष्णस्य चान्दर्जडरे जनया मायात्वमेव प्रगतीकृतं ते.
माय डियर लॉर्ड, इन दिस इनकार्नेशन यू हैव प्रूव्ड दैट यू आर द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर ऑफ माया. ऑल्दो यू आर नाउ विद इन दिस universe, the whole universal creation is within your transcendental body. A fact you demonstrated by exhibiting the universe within your abdomen before your mother Yashoda. So he is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is Brahmaji in Vrindavan. After understanding that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he did a mistake, misunderstanding him, and he has taken the cows and calves and gopas. He was hiding for 1 year. Afterwards, when he saw actually is an illusion for him, so he is asking pardon from the Lord by glorifying. Say that even though you have proved yourself that incarnation as Krishna, and you are a controller of Maya, you are not ordinary. So one day, even Yashoda Mayi could see the all three planets, all universes actually in the abdomen of Krishna actually. He was exhibited. How is it possible? Ordinary people can do it, ordinary boy can do it. So he is glorifying, my dear Lord. This shows that actually whole universal creation is within your transcendental body. Everything emanates from Him. He is holding everything. It is inconceivable for us actually how His energy is working like this. So He has proved, you proved yourself by showing the divya form, the whole universe exhibited in your abdomen to your own mother.
Yasya kukshau idam sarvam satmam bhadiyatha tada tatvai apigata sarvam kimidam mayaya vina.
Just as this entire universe including you was exhibited within your abdomen, so it is now manifested here externally in the same exact form. How could such things happen unless arranged by your inconceivable energy. He is inside, he is outside. He has shown the universal form to Arjuna. So is it ordinary? Is it not enough to show that actually he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Any other God has shown like this?
Adyaiva tatrudesya kim mamanate mayatvam adityam egosi prathamam tato vrija suhrat vasaha samasa api tavandosi chadarbhujatat akhilai sagam mayo basidas tavandiyeva jagadi abhutad amidam brahmadvayam shishyade.
Have you not shown me today that both you, yourself, and everything within this creation are manifestation of your inconceivable potency? First you appeared alone, and then you manifested yourself as all of Vrindavana's cows and covered boys. So he thought actually he is an ordinary boy when Krishna, he was eating with the gopas. So suddenly the cows and cows disappeared. And the gopas, they said, actually, Krishna, we couldn't see our cows and cows where it is gone. So he said, you don't disturb yourself from eating. You sit down here. I will go and bring them. When he went and searched for them, he couldn't see. When he came back, he couldn't see even the gopas. And then Brahmaji came and after 1 year, he found actually everything is there, as before. And very hidden, that also there. That is what he is telling actually. Bhagavan has expanded himself into number of cows and cows and number of gopas, your friends. There is a big chapter actually in Srimad Bhagavatam. And you appeared as equal number of 400 Vishnu forms. In front of him he could see from where these calves and cows have come. Then he saw they changed to 400 forms and they are going to Vaikuntha. Who were worshipped by all living beings, including me. And after that you appeared as an equal number of complete universes. Finally you have now returned your unlimited form as the Supreme Absolute Truth, one without a second. So when this glorification was going on, actually Brahmaji prostrated in front of him and did this prayers in front of him. Now we are back, I could see your 200 form. All other forms are gone. What happened to them also I saw. It is inconceivable. Normal people cannot understand actually.
Sureshu Rishvaisha Tadeva Nishu Api Tiryakshu Yadavasu Apite Janasya Janma Sadam Durmada Nigrahaya Prabho Vidhata Sada Anugrahaya Chede.
O Lord, O Supreme Creator and Master, you have no material birth, yet to defeat the false pride of the faithless demons and show mercy to your saintly devotees. You take birth among the demigods, sages, human beings, animals, and even the aquatics. So, my dear Lord, you have taken the incarnation just like an animal, human being, and sometime you are shown that you disappeared. The demonic people, they think that, okay, he has also taken a birth. Duryodhana could not understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He took it as actually he is born. Somewhere he is born, he has got parents and everything there, he will go. But saintly devotees, they can understand actually. The Lord is appearing. Incarnation means, avatara means it is coming down. He is coming down this material world. And they are taking looking at the activities. You know, in Nandagram, in the morning, Brahmaji, Shiva, everybody come lined up, all Upadevadas, they come, demigods come and lined up. What purpose? Every day there's some activities, some leelas will be there. They want to watch this leela and they want to glorify. Everybody could not see that. So, the devotees are waiting for it actually. The devotees actually, we should have a mind actually waiting for the Bhagavatam class. Today what Leela is going to be discussed? What Leela, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, did it? Whether I can do it, anybody can do it, nobody can do it. How great the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. Glorifying Him.
Andar bhavenanda bhavandameva hiyedat tajando mrigayandi sandaha asandam abhyandiyahim mandarena sandam gunam tvam kimyu yandi sandaha.
O unlimited Lord, the saintly devotees seek you out within their own bodies by rejecting everything separate from you. Indeed, you can discriminating persons appreciate the real nature of the rope lying before them until they refute the illusion that it is a snake. So, because of the illusion, you know, somebody will see a rope and see that it may be a snake, it is getting afraid. So, the real nature of the Lord, unless somebody knows, actually he will not surrender. He will think that is an ordinary person. In Vrindavan, he is supposed to be full of devotees. Now also the devotees are there. But still, sometimes we say that there are representative of Kamsas are still there. They don't relate anything with Krishna. Just material way they are living. Still they are benefited. Other day somebody was telling that it is very difficult to stay in Vrindavan. Continuously stay in Vrindavan is very difficult. Why? Because anybody leaves the body from Vrindavan, he will go back home, back to Godhead directly. So the Lord will take all the test. Who is surrendered and going and staying in Vrindavan? For some excuse, somewhere or other, he will come out. Let me become old or let me become some more time, then I will go and. But actually, vanaprastha stage means, Prabhupada says, Vana is not available, but Vrindavana is available. So there all these pastimes where it happened, it is still there, and people are glorifying, the devotees are glorifying it.
Atha bide deva padam bujadvaya prasadaleshanugrihitaye vahi janadidattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanye gopichiram vijinvan.
My dear Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of God are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. So Brahmaji is glorifying the Lord. Actually, if somebody wants to know, because he himself be found actually, initially, he couldn't see who is his creator. He was searching for many, many years. Somehow or other, because of intelligence, he could understand that he is supposed to do tapa. He took lot of penance to know what he is supposed to do. Then the Lord appeared in front of him and congratulated him. The first thing he shook hand with him and told him, I appreciate your patience. I appreciate you because I like you. Because you have faith in me. It's not the bhakti. Krishna bhakti is not for one day or two day or three day. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. As long as we are living in this material world, especially those who want a human form of life, the rest of the life, how much we there, it is uncertain. So whatever time is there, actually it is supposed to be engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For what purpose? To know Him actually. I don't know. Many people, they will agree that actually even after undergoing chanting, reading, so many things, the real love for Krishna or bhakti for Krishna, bhava is not appearing actually in our mind with us. Why it is happening? Here it is mentioned, my dear Lord, the mercy of your lotus feet is a slight trace, small. Yadani chayin. Very, very small speck of your mercy of lotus feet. Because we are begging at the lotus feet for bhakti. So that mercy is there, then only it is possible. Otherwise somebody is studying the Vedas for many years and speculating about so many things. Gologa is, I heard about Gologa, I don't know anything about Gologa. It is already given in the Shastra. Description is given in the Shastra. Prabhupada has mentioned actually how to go back home, back toward it. So,
tadastu menatha de bhuri bhago pavetra vanyatra tuva tirascham yenagame gobi bhava jananam Putva nisheve tavapada pallavam.
Immediately spring tavapada pallavam. My dear Lord, I therefore pray to be so fortunate that in this life as Lord Brahma or in another life wherever I take birth, I may be counted as one of your devotees. I pray that wherever I may be, even among the animal species, I can engage in devotional service to your a lotus feet. Is the nice prayer he is giving. My dear Lord, I know that you have a, Krishna has got a diary. He has got a diary with him where he has mentioned the list of his devotees. Authorized devotees, name is there mentioned. So Brahmaji is telling actually, you give me any birth anywhere. I don't mind becoming an animal. I don't become a dog, no problem. But any janma I take it, that janma, my name should be there as an animal or human being in your diary. You should be considered. So this is very important actually. When we do the bhakti, it should be approved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a devotee, he should approve it. For that purpose only, actually we are doing our sadhana bhakti, following regulated principles, reading Bhagavadam and taking the such points, actually, how to get.
Aho didanya vrijago ramaya sayamridam bidam ativate muda yasam vibho vasaradatma jatmana etatya dvapina chalam advaraha.
O Almighty Lord, how greatly fortunate are the cows and ladies of Vrindavana, the nectar of whose breast milk you have happily drunk to your full satisfaction, taking the form of their calves and children. All the Vedic sacrifices performed from time immemorial up to the present day have not given you as much satisfaction. So Brahmaji is telling you are partial with these Brajavasis. I saw myself, he was there. Brahmaji was there in Vija. Sometime he became the children. He came as the children. Sometime as the cow and calves. And he was drinking their milk. And sometimes some picture we can see that Krishna is directly going and taking the milk from the cows. Yeah. So, he himself actually is milking the cows. There are some names are there for so many numbers of cows. That cows are milked by Krishna. That milk only he drink. That milk only Yashoda is making curd and butter and everything. So, he was so satisfied. Sometimes he says, hey, you are so happy today. By taking this prasad, so because why somebody is made for you or what? So like that, Brahmaji is telling that you are so satisfied. And other people actually, they are glorifying you. So many rituals are done, sacrifices are done, glorification is done, so many things are done, but I never saw your face so satisfied that you are, enjoying with this Brajavasis.
Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nandagopavajau gasam, yanmitram paramanandam, purnam brahma sanatanam.
So he is glorifying again the how greatly fortunate are Nanda Maharaja, the covered men and the other inhabitants of Vrijabhumi. There is no limit to their good fortune because the absolute truth, the source of transcendental bliss, the eternal supreme Brahman has become their friend. So Krishna is playing in the courtyard of Nandagram. He is playing with the coward boys. He is playing in the Govardhan. Always he wants to be with his devotees, Gopas. How is it possible? You know, even the Gopas tree, the ladies, Gopis of Vrindavan, actually, there is a, they are finding it, actually, fault with this, they are so jealous with this fruit. They are telling actually how this fruit is actually selfish. And Krishna is always keeping the fruit on his lips. We are supposed to enjoy the nectar of his lips. But this fruit is not allowing us to do it. How is it possible? So like that, these inhabitants of Brijabhumi, aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, how fortunate they are. So definitely, even today, somebody can go and stay in Vrindavan Dham and enjoy the Brijabhumi and pastimes of Krishna. They are so lucky. Selected by Radharani, then only it is possible. They can enjoy. You know, living with Krishna, living in this circumstance, we should actually enjoy. There should be happiness, not by force. Oh, I am supposed to be here now. Kartik finished, I will go back or something like that. It is very hot now. Go cold. Under any condition that is surrendering completely to Brijadham, then actually they will not feel any past, future, present or time or anything like that. Not possible. So that is why he is glorifying actually. Like that there are, he is telling actually, he is asking Krishna that you gave yourself to Putana. Because she gave you milk and with the poison is removed it. He said, she gave me milk. So he gave himself, he accepted him as mother. You gave yourself to Putana. Now 24 hours in a day, these Brijavasis are surrendered to you and they are doing everything for Krishna, everything for you. What you kept there, you gave yourself to Putana. What you are keep going to give to these Brijavasis, I want to see, Brahma is telling. And such Brijavasis, he is telling that I want to do an Abhishekam. With their dust from their lotus feet, the Brijavasis lotus feet, I want to do an Abhishekam, my dear Lord. I think that only will purify me, otherwise it is not possible. So by hearing and practicing Srimad Bhagavatam, we are getting purified. Prabhupada says, according to the percentage of the katha you are sincerely you are hearing or chanting, according to the percentage, that much percentage you become purified, you become pure. When that much percentage you become pure, that much percentage of the glories of Krishna you understand Krishna. You cannot understand fully the Lord, it's not possible. Partially you can do only by getting purified. So our business should be actually, Bhagavadam says actually, devotional service unto your Brahmaji is sincerely requesting Yasyavatara Katha Srunvanti Gayanti. Kundi Devi is also Srunvanti Gayanti Gnanti Abhichana Saha Smarandi Nandanti Tavehidam Janaha. Such people are only actually enjoying in the Krishna consciousness. If we are not getting it, we should beg under the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or beg at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when we will get at that ecstasy, when we will get. And I want to get in this life itself, so that I want to finish it, my business actually, in this material world. That should be the goal. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.